The United Kingdom's ambition to become a global crypto hub is facing a definitive moment of reckoning. Today marks the final countdown for the HMRC stablecoin call for evidence, a consultation that could determine whether digital assets finally shed their intangible label to become legitimate currency alternatives. As the deadline looms, the Treasury is effectively asking a billion-pound question: is the current tax code stifling the very innovation the UK claims to champion? The coffee tax crisis, administrative friction under the existing UK stablecoin taxation 2026 framework, using a stablecoin for everyday purchases is an administrative nightmare. Because the law currently views these assets as property, rather than money, every transaction, from a morning latte to a major retail purchase, triggers a disposal for capital gains tax, CGT, purposes. The tracking burden: individuals must meticulously track the gain or loss on every single stablecoin unit used. If a USD-pegged coin fluctuates even slightly against the British pound, a taxable event is born. Corporate gray zones: for businesses, stablecoin lending is currently trapped in a fiscal limbo. These transactions often fall outside the predictable loan relationship rules because they aren't technically loans of money, leading to inconsistent tax treatment. Income versus interest: yields from staking or lending are currently taxed as miscellaneous income, denying firms the benefits of international withholding tax treaties. The reform roadmap: three strategic shifts. The UK stablecoin taxation 2026 consultation is reviewing three primary rewiring strategies to modernize the system: the exempt asset model, redefining qualifying stablecoins as exempt from CGT for individuals, removing the disposal trigger entirely; the de minimis threshold, implementing a reporting floor so that small-scale retail payments don't require the constant oversight of HMRC; loan relationship alignment, bringing corporate stablecoin holdings into the Part 5, Part 6 corporation tax rules, treating them as money debts for accounting purposes. Comparison: the digital finance evolution feature legacy treatment. Pre-2026, UK stablecoin taxation 2026 reform asset classification intangible crypto asset, qualifying stablecoin, bespoke retail payments triggers CGT disposal exempt or de minimis protected corporate lending intangible asset rules, loan relationship rules, money debt, yield, return status miscellaneous income aligned with interest, debt returns reporting standard full manual tracking simplified API integrated the regulatory horizon. While the industry is desperate for total parity with fiat, the Treasury remains wary of regulatory arbitrage. The core tension for the UK stablecoin taxation 2026 initiative is the fear of creating a backdoor for people to hold value in non-sterling assets without the usual foreign exchange, FX, tax triggers that apply to traditional bank accounts. If HMRC makes stablecoins too tax efficient, they risk undermining the dominance of the British pound in the domestic payment landscape.